Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were higher across the board. We had December corn trading up 2.5 cents today at $3.83. We're near the moving average. The 50-day moving average is 385.5, and with the market at 383, we're just knocking on the door. We still need to get through the highs from about a week ago, which were in the mid 390s, 395 or so for December corn. If we can muster up the strength to get through that level, there could be a possibility that the lows would be in. Of course, the lows were down near $3.57 in the December corn. Now, soybeans are continue to be weak, the weakest one of the grains. They're a good ways off of their moving average. The moving average there is about 918 against the November beans. The current price in November is 863. We're hovering around the lows of the contract. If it would go down and make new lows, of course, that would be negative. And then wheat futures surprised a lot of people today with their rally. They were quite a bit higher to the highest level since the end of August. Also, the Chicago December went above the 50-day moving average, which was 504 and 7/8. We're at 507, so a really strong day there. Need to get through about $5.30 to keep that rally going and that strength to continue. But the likelihood of going through the highs at the end of June, 1st of July is pretty low.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Ethanol report this morning showed that the weekly production down from last week, but we're higher than last year. Margins continue to weaken as ethanol prices are actually above gas prices, so margins are low there, even with the corn being so cheap. And then wheat futures rally today came from several different reasons, the main one being the fact that around the world, the wheat growing areas are extremely dry. It's thought that about 70% of the Ukraine and Eastern Europe is too dry to plant wheat. Farmers are going ahead and doing it anyway, but they're not selling any due to the fact that that dryness should mean higher prices later on is the idea, and that's being reflected today in the futures market. Also here in the United States, we need a rain to get the wheat crop up and going. So all of those things, and then you add in the fact that the hedge funds are short. If they start getting out, that'll be enough to push wheat, of course, higher. Corn futures, pretty narrow, slow day. Managed funds are still long, overall long corn. We're about 20% done on harvest. That's going to limit any upside. And then, of course, the fact that ethanol, margins weak, that's a huge chunk of demand. And then soybeans, there's a lot of talk that tomorrow China could sign an agreement to buy a lot of soybeans. We're waiting for that to be a fact.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, October live cattle down $3 at $133.22. December down $3 at $135.75. October feeder cattle down $4.50 at $182.37. November down $4.50 at $173.52. October lean hogs down 45 at $70.55. December down 52 at $64.22. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat up 12 and three quarters at 501 and three quarters. March up 13 and a half at 516. December Chicago wheat up 12 at 507 and a half. December corn up 2 3/4 at 383 and a quarter. March up 2 1/2 at 394 3/4. November soybeans 2 higher at 863 3/4. January up 1 3/4 at 868 and a quarter. October cotton down 3 at 58.70. December down 3 at 59.97. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.